Just to remind everyone, while you're getting the sheets, what makes Tanya so fascinating is that it analyzes human identity. What is our human identity built upon? So we think, I am who I am. I'm me. My name is Moshe. What do you mean, who am I? But it analyzed and almost deconstructed human identity. Remember, there are two nefashos. There's a nefesh behemoth and a nefesh either sichlis or elohis, if you're a Jew. Nefesh eloka mimal mamash, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. So that's the nefesh level, as long as if there are two yous, there are two me's. And then yesterday we saw the 10-part division of human identity. 3 plus 7. There are three basic mother traits, what you call emos, which are chachma, bina, and das, chabad, pre-intellectual flash, analysis, and visceral integration of information. So chachma, bina, vadas, they yield 7 sub-traits, amongst which the primary of those 7 are ahava and yira. But then, they're not really primary, but they're intermediary, and all the other traits of human identity, which are gedula, gevura, tiferes, netzach, hod, chesed, based on the apostle L'cha Hashem HaGedula. And now he's going to talk about, well, this is my identity, right? So this is me. It's a big picture of me on the board, with my legs and my arms. This is who I am. This is a breakdown of my psyche. But how do I express all these? How do I expression, not just expression to a person, but expression to myself. This is my circuitry. This is the circuitry of the human being. This is the sub-circuitry, 2 nefashos. And then these are the traits that the nefashos express. And the traits are born or spurred by Chachma Bina Vadas. But how do I express them both, of course, to others and to myself? So these are called the malbushim. These are the clothing of my identity. Beginning of Perek Daled, the Od Yeshachol Nevesh Elohis Shlosha Levushim. 3 types of clothing, which are expressive, like your clothing expresses you, presents you. And those are the beginning of Perek Daled. One that says Perek Daled on it. Okay? Mekayim, Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. You express ideas to yourself by thinking about them. You express ideas to others by speaking about them. And then you also express them by performing an action based on, so almost imagine a processor, and at the deep level, those of you who know coding, so you translate languages into more basic languages, something called machine language. When you press a W in a Word program, you're firing off possibly thousands of lines of code, and the machine at some point is able to translate pressing on the letter W into writing, or at least presenting on the screen, black dots, really, really small black dots that you can't see, but if you really saw the screen with greater resolution, black dots aligned in a way that, to you at least, looks like a W. Remember the old printers? Have you ever seen old dot matrix printers? You know what a dot matrix printer even is? Old printers, you could actually see the dots. If you look really carefully at the print, you could see the dots aligned. That's how they were called, dot matrix printers. They created a matrix of dots, and it looked like letters. But you could actually see, if you have, I mean, even in some of my old gemaras, I wonder if I still have it here, because I keep old things in. Yeah, if you want to look, I'll pass this around. This is a Chumash test I gave when I was a Rebbe in YU. We touched an eye 25 years ago. If you look carefully at the letters here, you can see the dots on the... And remember with those little, where you tore off the pieces on the side with the little holes in them? You ever seen what I'm talking about? Okay, so imagine a human being like a computer. So the down-level processing, the lower-level processing is 2 nefashos, and then you express through all the midas. But how does it appear to people? How does it appear to you? What are you conscious of? You're conscious of your speaking, your activities, and your thinking. And if you're engaged with all these 3 expression modes, malbushim, with Tariq Mitzvah Santara, then essentially your clothing is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, as we'll see, is embedded in Tariq Mitzvah. So if you want to embed yourself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take your clothing, you create contact between your expressive modes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you study Torah with your Machshava, you speak in Torah with your Dibor, and you perform mitzvahs. So the first bullet point, Mekayim b'maisa kol mitzvahs maisios, ubedibur hu oseg b'perish kol tarag mitzvahs, you try to explain and speak to yourself when you're learning, Uvimachshava, humase, kol ma she'efshar, you try to understand. And through that, hare klalos tal yarek evarei nafsho. So now, we're not discussing just modes of expression, but your body parts. Your body, roughly, again, I don't think Chazal wrote a Merck manual of medicine, but Chazal were able to identify roughly 248 organs and suborgans, and roughly 365 tendons and sinews, more or less. Obviously, modern medicine can describe more, but they were able to attach the number 613 to a generalized categorization of human anatomy. So your human anatomy now is clinging to Hashem through these four expressions. So we're not interested in your body part, because your body part can either cling to Hashem through thought, through dibur, or through activity, but that creates that clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And very important part, the next piece, I'm skipping a couple lines, which he talks about Ava being the drive for Mitzvah Seh, Yira being the drive for Mitzvah Lo Taseh. This is classic. This isn't just in Kabbalah. A very, very famous Ramban. Why is it Esei Docha Lo Taseh? Those of you who ever learned Yevamos, the whole beginning of Yevamos addresses why Esei Docha Lo Taseh. Basically, the Ramban says because Avas Hashem is a higher form of Avodas Hashem than Yerushalayim. So the drive to create moments of Avas Hashem overtallies the danger of deficiencies of Yiras Hashem, where the two are irreconcilable. Where it's Efshar L'Kaim Adeach, where it's Efshar L'Kaim Shneim, you don't say Esei Docha Lo Taseh. When you're pushed into a corner, should I prioritize Avas Hashem? Which is an interesting question about your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about Eretz Yisrael, think about Galus. One could say that Eretz Yisrael is too much Avas Hashem and Galus is too much Yiras Hashem, but that's for a different conversation. You feel very close to Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, but some people use that closeness inappropriately. Who starts to feel very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sometimes that distance can create alienation and darkness. So Avas Hashem is the desire that drives mitzvah performance. So Ha'ava, he sharesh kol ramach mitzvah saseh. Why? Because when you really love someone, how would you define love? When you really love a person, you just want to be with that person. It's a question of space and contact is important. So you want to cling, you want to be near that person physically, emotionally, spatially. You want to be in that person's presence. That's how you define love. Your makom is my makom. That's how you create the beginnings of love. You create a shared makom of a chuppah and a knisa la'os habayis. You want to signify that you're going to have the same space and you're going to live in that same space. So when you perform mitzvahs with your body and you create that active clinging to Hashem, because when I think about mitzvahs and when I speak about mitzvahs and I perform mitzvahs, I'm literally taking those body parts of mine, which I'm performing mitzvahs with or describing mitzvah performance about, and I'm clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu encapsulated his will, his essence, into the mitzvahs. So when I perform a mitzvah, I'm immersing myself and I'm immersing my body in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm creating the effect of Ava. The effect of Ava is contact, clinging, interaction, interface. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's infinite, even though he's unlimited, he embedded his essence in mitzvahs. So when I engage in mitzvahs through these three expressive points, we'd call cognitive, verbal, and behavioral, so I'm now embedding my expressions in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's experience, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. So I'm creating a point of contact. That's why Ava, if I really love Hashem, I want to do a mitzvah. I may not understand, but I know that when I do another mitzvah, I'm now closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in vicinity, but in integration. It's very, very important. That's really what Tanya is trying to change. Your reaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just how close you are, but how much you share essences. Hashem breathes his essence into you. You're not close to Hashem, so to speak, you are Hashem. There's a part of Hashem in you. And when you perform a mitzvah, you don't get closer to Hashem, you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very, very famous imagery on the next page. I'm not going to have enough time, but look at the last part. I'm skipping around a little bit. These are famous lines that any Lubavitch Chassid can recite literally by heart in his sleep per night. I mean, these are famous. He's talking about Chelek Aloka Mimal Mamish. Here's another line. The Avsha HaTorah Nislapsha, the last paragraph on the second page, B'dvarim Tachtonim Gashmi. What do you mean I'm integrating with Hashem's will? I'm studying axes, I'm studying contracts, I'm studying cow dung and whether it's considered bishul. This is not Hashem. Okay, it's not Hashem literally, but it's a what's I'm looking for? It's a clothed version of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the line. Hareza kimachabek es hamelech derech mashal. It's like you're hugging the king. You see how it becomes much more intimate than just how close you are? Kimachabek es hamelech derech mashal. She'ein hefresh b'malas hiskar v'usel b'dveg'usel b'melech. It doesn't make a difference if you hug the king, whether you hug him when he has clothing on or you hug him without clothing on. You still have his essence. So when I'm hugging Hashem through cow dung or through wooden pegs or through contracts or through whatever we're discussing, okay, I'm not directly accessing Hashem's essence because it's covered by all these expressions, but I'm hugging Hashem with clothing on. I'm hugging a melech with clothing on. And of course, in Chassidus, it's bilateral. Okay? V'cheinim ha-melech, line number 3, mechabko bizro. Let's say Hashem would hold your hand. A melech would hold your hand. Gam kishim ilubeshes toch malbusha. Let's say I take your hand above your clothing. I'm not touching your skin. I'm still taking your hand. So I'm hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's hugging me when they have this interaction, primarily through Tarag mitzvahs, primarily through mitzvah sase. I haven't really described mitzvah slot sase right now. I just don't have enough time. Just because I don't want to take too much time, let's move to Parakeh. This is something I spoke about in the mini-chug, but it's important, and this is probably one of the most famous parts of the Tanya, even for non-Hasidim, even for people who aren't interested in this whole mystical, Kabbalistic interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this deconstruction of the human psyche. This line, well, the Tosefus Bior, Ber Hetev, Lashon Tfisa, Shemer Leo, Leo says in Tanya Devei Leo, Les Machshava de Tfisa Beklal, probably one of the most famous lines of Kabbalah, no human intellect can understand Hashem. Let machshava de tfisa be klal. We can't understand Hashem, something we've talked about extensively. We talked about last night, Rav Lichtenstein's description of the difference between Greeks and Jews, Hellenism and Judaism. So the Tanya wants to know, why is that term tofes? Les machshava de tfisa be. What does it mean tfisa be? Les machshava de mivin also. Les machshava de odeo. De tfisa be. So he says, when your intellect tries to understand an object, look at my hands. You're studying an object. Your intellect wraps itself around the object. So, to a degree, you've wrapped your intellect this week around Bishul. But it's also reflexive. To a degree, Bishul has wrapped itself around you. Because your mind is now flooded with Bishul ideas. I don't know, maybe someone had a dream about Bishul, a song about, whatever. There's an interaction that's not just unilateral. You're not just encasing something. Like, let's say, put something around the food before you put it into the fire. Put some tinfoil on so the tinfoil is surrounding the food. The food isn't surrounding the tinfoil. But the nature of cognition and the nature of epistemology is that there's a dual activity. So my intellect is grabbing an idea, and the idea is also grabbing my intellect. And that's why you think about it suddenly and serendipitously, and you dream about things that you're thinking about. So it's not just when you apply your cognition, it's also affecting your cognition and immersing your cognition. So Derek Mashal, second paragraph, Kishadna Mevin or Mesig Ezo Halacha, the Mishnah, or Bigamara. When you understand a concept of Hashem's will, your intellect is surrounding the concept. But your intellect is surrounded by that concept. So when you're studying Hashem's Torah, you're encompassing Hashem, and He's encompassing you. And Hashem is unencompassable because less machshava de tfisa. That's why the term tafis is used. You really can capture Hashem, but Hashem was mitzamtzem Himself and tried to limit Himself and shrink Himself into these concepts and mitzvos to allow you to be tofes Hashem through Torah mitzvahs. So on the one hand, les machshava de tfisa beklal, you can't understand Hashem, and the word tofes is crucial because normally when you understand something, you grab it and you surround it, and it surrounds you. With Hashem, you can't do that. But you can understand and grab the approximation of Hashem's will by understanding and grabbing and accessing Torah and mitzvos and having that process grab and encompass you. So here's the key line. V'hine, halacha zu, hi chachmasa, second paragraph, parakeh, verse 7, shalach kadosh baruch, every halacha is Hashem's will. And Hashem, even if these halachas are not material or practical about tainos that never happened or never happened to you, it's still conceptually important, which is something you take for granted, but the Tanya is trying to articulate to people. Even if, line number 4, af im lo haya v'lo yi adavar zeliolim, this will never happen, levo la mishpat tainos v'tfilos elu. I'm learning with my son now. We're trying to finish up for his bar mitzvah, and he's finally getting it. The Gemara in Chulin is describing all these crazy cases of Osovi Hespino, a half-breed born by a donkey and a horse, and then another half-breed with a horse. Abba, this will never happen. I say, of course, they're not interested in whether it will happen. We're interested in Hashem's logic that these cases display. And to outsiders, this is the biggest mistake of Shas. Say, what is Shas, all these Narish Kite, and the egg is born, and the contracts, and who cares? That's what religion's about. These cases will never happen. Yes, because Chazal were finger snappers. They were describing the logic of Hashem. They knew it so well, they just used cases to spin ideas. They said, when they wanted to discuss Bishul, they talked about the pottery. They don't care about making cow dung pottery. Chazal had nothing better to do with their time than play with cow dung. No, they wanted to talk about hardening, softening, long-term, short-term kavana. So they threw these cases out, and immediately everyone's synapse is fired with Hashem's logic. So mikomakom me'achar shekach alav ritzono v'chachmasa shel Hashem. Once it fires in Hashem's intellect, shem yitzon zekach v'kach. Parak hey, the third paragraph. Harei, here's the key line: kisha adam yodea umasik b'sikla psakze. When you understand this Torah, kealach arucha. You're grabbing Hashem's intellect, which is normally uncontainable. You normally can't. Normally Hashem is defined as uncontainable, but through Torah mitzvahs, you're doing your best to encompass Hashem. Of course, not his essence. Three lines at the bottom. You're not to win Hashem's essence. The malbush of Hashem. So like you have your malbush, machshava dibor. So Hashem's malbush is Torah mitzvahs. So you can't grab Hashem's essence, you can grab the closest you can. My English phrase, if you want to write down a modern-day Tanya phrase, Torah is the closest approximation of the divine essence in human terms. That's what he calls Malbush. Okay? You hear my definition? Torah is the closest approximation of the divine essence in human terms. It's the only way we can grab Hashem's intellect. For the Tanya, it's Malbush. Obviously, Malbush is also Kabbalistic. It's not just a metaphor. It's a Kabbalistic metaphor, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malbush. V'gam sichlo, but not only are you grabbing Hashem, but your intellect is being grabbed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the subject you're studying is both being encompassed and encompassing you. V'hu, here it is. Again, end the week this way. Last, second to last line. Third paragraph, parakeh. Yichud nifla kamohu, she'en yichud kamohu, v'lo ke'eriko nimsa klal b'gashmias. Lios la'chadim u'miyuchadim mamish, Mikol Sad Vipina. Okay, first of all, another famous phrase of the Tanya, and I have three or four famous phrases. Nefesh Eloha Mimal Mamish. Kimechabek Es HaMelech Derech Mashal. Yichud Nifla She'en Yichud Kamahu. The very famous line. But it's the thesis of Hasidus and of Tanya Hasidus. You're not looking to be close to Hashem. You're looking to be integrated with Hashem. Remember, a mystic doesn't want proximity. A mystic wants integration with Hashem. Cognition doesn't lead to that integration. You have to find alternative routes. Ironically, for Tanya Chassidus, for Chabad Chassidus, it's cognition that creates the gap and fills the gap and bridges the gap between the unknowable Hashem and human beings, because you want to do your best to understand Hashem through His Torah. So the point is, this is the type of integration that you don't taste or see anywhere else between a man and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unintegratable because you can't be grabbed, he channeled his identity or his essence into Torah Mitzvos as a malbush. And when you, through Machshava, Dibur HaMaisa, okay, engage in Torah Mitzvos, remember, Torah Mitzvos is Hashem's malbush. This is the malbush of Hashem, Torah Mitzvos. Hashem is the Ein Self. Hashem is infinite. When you, through your Machshava, Dibur HaMaisa, engage in Hashem's malbush, what's really happening is your essence and Hashem's essence are integrating. The malbush is the encounter point. Hashem's malbush is Torah mitzvos. My malbush is activities, verbal activities, and thought. When my malbush engages in Hashem's malbush, what's happening is a union of Hashem's infinite essence contracted into his malbush and human essence, which he deconstructed to be through neshamos expressing itself through 10 midos, which then engage with the outside world, in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh. It's very, very, very deep, very profound, very penetrating, very mystical. Now you get a sense of how powerful the Sefer is. If anyone wants to continue learning the Sefer, again, recommend it at my chug. There's a website called Lessons in Tanya, which is done very well. And he takes you literally like a kahati for Tanya. He takes you through each line of the Tanya, and helps you understand the Hasidic background for that line, the applications of that line. So certainly at this level, and if anyone wants to learn it and has questions, you can certainly come over to me and ask me. It's a very, very powerful Sefer. I'm happy we had a couple of days this week to get a taste of the Sefer. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Who's not here for Shabbos? Where are you going? Grandparents, right. Who else? Where are you going?
Family.
Anyone have questions that you need to know about Hadlakas Neros for Masei Shabbos? We'll talk next week about Hadlakas Neros during the week. Come back here and light. Basically, Matzah Shabbos, come back here and light. If you're not going to be here Matzah Shabbos sleeping, then what you should do is go to your host, give them something, a shekel or something, ask them to be motzi you, and if you want to, then you can also light at the time that they're aligning, listen to their bracha. Don't make your own bracha if you're a guest. And light your own candles. Then you should not just show up as a guest, light candles, and make a bracha. That could be halachically very, very...